Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And ladies and gentlemen, you better praise God with me this morning. It's a beautiful morning to pray. God bless you and welcome. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear this now or later, it's a blessing, it's a blessing. And just thank God for your life today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the number to call out there. If you send this out for prayer, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. please tweet that out. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media sites out there. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. It's prayer time with Bishop John Kinshaw. Yes. Amen. Amen, amen. Good morning to you. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, as the lines open up a little later on, if you request prayer or have a comment later on, just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone, and I'll put you in queue for later, and we'll open up the lines if you have a specific prayer request or a comment. We always want to make sure we take your prayers for the bishop today. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Also, our scripture for the day, ladies and gentlemen, is Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 at your leisure, at your time today. But Psalms 91, we'll read a portion of that shortly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, Lord Jesus, we thank the Lord for another powerful day. I can't praise him enough, but let's get the Lord a hand cup of praise before we go to the word. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're just joining us. This is prayer time with Bishop John Kinshaw, reading a portion of Psalms 91 today. Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, in the word, we got to speak the word. I don't want you to just read it. I want you to speak the word. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. You must say, he is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Amen. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day. Let me read that one again, ladies and gentlemen. For thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by the day. Amen. No fear, ladies and gentlemen, no fear in the word of God, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy right side, at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. And verse 11, ladies and gentlemen, of Psalms 91, 1 through 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee all thy ways. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the word of the Lord, and it will stand forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. This is John Kinshaw. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands for the man of God together in prayer. And Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again this morning. Bless you, sir.
God bless you. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise your name. We glorify you once again for your goodness and mercy. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Your words say the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father, we pray this morning, God, against murder. We pray against violence in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, to protect the young people, oh God. We pray, God, that you would check the young men and young women this morning, God. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you have given your angel charge over us. Father, we thank you this morning, God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be over able to overtake us. Father, we thank you this morning, God, that you watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, we thank you this morning that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds this morning. We pray, God, against evil spirits this morning. We pray against murder this morning. God, we pray against violence, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray against sickness, God, mental illness, God. We pray against, God, every evil work of the enemy. We pray against hallucination, God, this morning. Father God, we pray against the spirit, oh God, that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy this morning. Father God, your word says you have come that we may have life and life more abundant. We pray for abundant life this morning. We pray, oh God, as you have paid the ultimate price on Calvary, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. In the chest tower, our peace is upon you. But with your stripe, we are here. We pray for healing this morning. Father God, we ask you to move by your spirit in a mighty way, God. Drive out the evil spirit. Drive out the evil activity. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We pray for families, God, this morning, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus for those that are in Miami, that building collapsed. We pray for those families, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you strengthen them and be with them, God. We thank you, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, this morning for your miraculous miracle working power. We thank you for your deliverance power. We thank you for your healing power this morning. We thank you for respiration this morning. Father, we thank you for renewing the minds, God, this morning. Father God, we thank you, God, for deliverance this morning. Father God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We bind that spirit right now. We bind that spirit of Okorasambarareveko to come to steal this morning, God. We bind that spirit, God. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. Father God, we thank you, God. We praise your name, God. We glorify you this morning. Lift your name up, God, as you continue to do miraculous work. Mighty things this morning, God. We thank you, God. We call those things to be not as though they already are. And Father, we give you glory and honor, God. We thank you, Lord, for totally healing this. We thank you for total deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. We rebuke you. Father God, we thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your word is spirit and life. We thank you, God, your word is a healer, Lord. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on that individual that's in the hospital this morning, that person that have COVID-19, oh God. But we know that you are the healer, you are a deliverer, you are a keeper, you are a savior, and God, you are a mind regulator, Lord. We glorify you this morning, oh Heavenly Father. God, we glorify your name, Jesus. We lift your name up. And Father, we pray for parents this morning, God, as you strengthen those that have lost loved ones, God. Have Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We send Father God, we decree and declare your word. We decree decree and declare the victory right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for that man this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are the only one that can regulate minds, God. You are the only one can heal about those shots. You are the only one that can deliver, God. We place it into your hands this morning, and we stand in the gap for those people this morning, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you, God, for your grace and mercy, God. Extended mercy and grace in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood this morning, God. We plead the blood of Oshateri Bikondo Samika da Bekodaba. We see Meko no Sataba. We Samorapala Bekoa. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our nation, oh God. We pray for the Bukondo Siaba. We pray for our governor, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the President of the United States, God. We pray for the leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ, Lord. You are able, Jesus, hallelujah. You are able, God, Lord, Sheko, Nabo, Sayah. You are able, Lord, Koroba. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are depending on you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for that healing this morning, oh God. You was wounded up in such a level. You're submitted in the Shiko Rabba. Remedy a Sunder of Okondo Siaba. Recona Basina de Econo Moshe. Father, we thank you this morning, Jesus. We thank you about a Rabo Shekalaba. We thank you about a Shander of Okota. We pray for safety, O God. Those that travel over the highways, God. For Jesus, we thank you for oh God, let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them exceedingly be glad in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, God. We depended on your word, Jesus. We the friend of the Boko no see about. We depended on the Shekola Boshata. We can more aspandere de cotaba. We aspandere condo sataniaba. We condo sandere de cotalaba. We ambaspandere condo siababa. We are recondo sandia cota. We are mate condo siaba. We are mate sico rotolobo. We are lamo sandi cotaba. We are pande sico loboche. God, we give you glory and praise, God. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you. Amor sangre perico, rende condo satana la besha, mande si condo la besha taba, re cambo sindere de me condo la ba, re condo si pande shea, o bala la besha tala de biaba. Oh God, we thank you for your word. The weapon of our warfare not come but mighty through God, through the pulling down the stronghold and casting down every imagination, not some imagination, but all imagination, God. You're casting out the spirit of fear. You're casting out the spirit of doubt. We are casting out the spirit of confusion. We're casting out the spirit of unforgiveness. We're casting out the spirit of doubt. We come on over Shatala Labata. Recondo Simala Lebekota. Recanami Sandra Lebekoto. Recanami Sandra Labateaba. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Rasamo Kondo Sande Patele Chaturata. We thank you, God, as you heal, Lord. We thank you for healing right now, Jesus. We pray for we pray for pastors, oh God. We pray for leaders in the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, let us stand on your word. Let us stand on your kondosia. We thank you, it's already done, God. It's already done, God. You've already healed, Jesus. You already delivered, Jesus. You've already saved, God. You already been thunder on the vocal. My God, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks right now, God. We give you praise, God, on the moshe. Remande panosia, repandere kota la la meshe. Andebo satelere be kota baya. We pray for families, God. We pray for loved ones in the name of Jesus. We pray for the yabarno sataba. We pray con mosandereca. We pray the belecondosia. In the name of Jesus, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood this morning for families, God. We plead the blood for Faramo Shatala Dekota. We plead the blood of Dekondo Siababa. God, we ask you to comfort those, God. Comfort those that have lost loved ones, God. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We thank you for the miracles you're performing, God. We thank you for the blessings that overflow, God. We thank you, God, as we pray for other countries, God. We pray for our cities, our communities, our neighborhoods, our colorful sector. We sundo kondo si patilede. We pray amora si kanada beta. Do miracles. Thing, God. Do a miraculous way from the Asiko. Do a community of Asita. In the name of Jesus, we forever give you glory and honor. We adore you. We call it so today. We call it done today. We call it a Vesata. We call it Misandalabokota. We call it a Vesandalabokota. We call it a Misandalabokota. We thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. And Father, we pray for those that are less fortunate than we are. We pray for those that are homeless this morning. We pray for those that don't have food this morning. We pray for those that are mokundo satana pekundo mosatana mika. We pray this morning that you go kotala mesia. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. And we give you all the praise for all that you've already done and the things that you're going to do. We call it so, God. Your words say one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And Father, the God, in the name of Jesus, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask, we give you praise, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer for not only the United States, but around the globe right now. And we thank God for Bishop this morning. Y'all give the Lord a hand cup of praise for Bishop praying for us this morning. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Powerful prayer. At this time, I want to go to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, at this time. Thank you so much, Doc.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and good morning to those that are listening and listening later. Praise God. We thank God for that powerful prayer coming from this Crenshaw. Praise God. Has been released in the atmosphere. Praise God. And we just want to decree and declare, praise God, that that prayer will go with you. Praise God. Amen. Throughout the day and all this week, that the angels of the Lord, praise God, will begin to cover each and every one of us and cover our lives, cover our children. Praise God. We pray right now, as the word of the Lord has already said, that no plague, and we got to continue to release that word in the atmosphere. No plague should come now our dwelling, even though there's discussion and talking about this Delta variant. We got to decree and declare in the name of Jesus that that spirit, praise God, that spirit will not come nigh my dwelling. Praise God that we will continue to speak the word in the atmosphere. And as we speak that word in the atmosphere, praise God, we're going to do something as well. Praise God. So I encourage you, everybody that's listening, continue. Praise God. This is not a season, praise God, to get slack. Praise God. When your consistency feels like defeat, you got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on moving. Praise God, this is not the time to slow up, but we must pay attention even more intensively. We got to pay attention. Praise God. So listen to your body. Praise God. Pay attention to your body. Praise the Lord. Pay attention. Praise God. Keep those fluids. Drink that water. Praise God. I encourage those of you, praise God, absolutely, praise God, to make sure that you are paying attention to your body. Amen. Praise God. For the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And praise God. And the things that we share, we're not physicians. Amen. You are called to consult your physician. But we know praise God, how important it is to keep vitamin D in your body. The vitamin D, vitamin C, always check with your physician regarding, praise God, what's best for you, particularly if you're on any other medication. But research has shown that vitamin D and C in your body, praise God, helps to build your immune system. So be conscious of those things that the Lord has given us privilege to according to his words. Even the herbs, even for the healing of the nation, keep those fruits in your body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Fruits in our body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Vegetables, those things that we know that's going to help keep us strong and build us up. And we all sometimes get a little bit slack. We eat too much starch, you know, too much fried chicken, too much this, that, and the other. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we need to push our plates back, praise God, and fast and pray. For the Bible said, these kind come only out by fasting and prayer. There are certain things, praise God, is going to require us to turn our plate down and seek the face of the Lord and take apostolic authority over the enemy. Praise God. I said, take authority over the enemy. The enemy has no more authority in the earth realm than what we allow him to. He needs somebody that he can use. Amen. He needs somebody, praise God, amen, that he can utilize to destroy the lives of others. But we need to make a decision. Praise God that we've been bought with a price. Praise the Lord. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And we need to start releasing the word of apathy and tell the devil, praise God, to put him in his place. Amen. Praise God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So I encourage you once again this morning, stand. When you've done all that you can do, stand. Take care of your body. Pay attention to the things that's going on in the spirit. We must continuously, in this season that is evil, we must watch and we must pray. God bless you. God bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the world on prayer, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. I was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. We thank God for the woman of God as well. Thank God for your good job. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, there's a scripture in the Bible talks about pray without ceasing. I should understand that scripture better now, ladies and gentlemen. As I get a little older, we got to pray every second of the day in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray every day. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, open up the lines if you have a prayer request or comment. We're going to mention your last four digits. And hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone. Let's get a Lord a handcuff of praise as we get ready to open up these lines for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Our first caller is 7503. 7503, you're live on the air with Bishop. God bless you. Caller 7503, last four digits of your number. You're live on the air. God bless you.
Hello. Hi, Bishop. How you doing?
Just great. God bless you.
Your prayers uplifted my spirit this morning. It was such a blessing. And I want you to be in prayer with me in reference to God has given me a vision. And I know it's for an appointed time. And I'm just asking God to send me the favor and the financial angels that will be willing to help vision to come to pass.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Carl. Amen. Bishop will go to the next caller, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry I had on mute there, but I just want to, I know Bishop has already prayed, but I want to just reiterate, praise God, the prayer that's needed to cover our young people and all of the senseless violence going on in the world today. Just a few days ago, a young man that was the, I think he was the quarterback at Kennesaw State, went home to Pensacola, and in 2 hours he was shot dead. Praise God. 50 rounds of bullets, unnecessarily senseless foolishness. Praise the Lord. So, you know, it is so imperative, praise God, that we, that we pay attention, praise God, and know that there is a demon out there, praise God, that is trying to take the lives of those that are young and old, just foolishness, praise God. And we know, praise God, the prayers of the righteous, as Elder Kevin has said, it availeth much. And we must be constantly praying, amen, those of us that have children, and I don't care if they are grown, it doesn't matter, praise God, when they leave that house, praise God, wherever they are, it's so important that we pray for them, that the blood of Jesus covers their life because of so much evil. And pray for our government, praise God, that these laws will be adjusted, so some of these things can change, because much of what we're seeing going on in the world today is because the laws are structured in a way that opens the gateway to some of these things, praise God. And then when you get in the courtroom, there are other laws, praise God, that keep things moving, that don't put a stop to it. Amen. So we just really need, that's why the Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness.
Yes, yes.
In high places. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for the young lady that desires to do something, God, that God will favor her and give her a blessing, open the door, and God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be glorified. And Father, as we continue to pray for our young people's safety, we begin to pray for their safety, God, and their protection of their soul and their mind and their bodies, God. We pray, God, as you continue to direct us in the direction to keep praying and seeking the face of God, that pray for our nation, God, because we need you as never before. And we need you, God, to direct us as never before and keep us and our people safe, God, in this time, in this season, God, as you look, God, and move in a great and a mighty way, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father, we know that you are still a miracle worker. We know that you are able. We know that you can. And we thank you for your promises, and God, and we waiting and believing in your promises. And God, it will come to pass, God. And Father, we give you thanks for it. And we pray, God, that you would bless that young lady that was on the phone this morning, that her request be made as she made it known unto you, God, that you would bless and you would open that door. And we thank you for it and give you thanks for all that you're doing as you continue to bless your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, Bishop and Dr. just prayed and blessed your soul, blessed your home, blessed your nation, your city. And we believe and know everything will come to pass based on the prayer of Bishop this morning. Amen. Amen. Believe. You got to believe God, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop just prayed. You must believe God to handle everything that the Bishop has prayed for us today. In Jesus' mighty name. And ladies and gentlemen, give the Lord a hand clap of praise in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, because God is so powerful, so wonderful. We cannot praise him enough. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we thank you for being with us today. We want you to have a wonderful, productive day. Enjoy your family. I know a lot of people are traveling and out with their families doing some great things for the summer. I want you to continue to be safe, as Bishop prayed already, as you move across the globe, across the planet, to enjoy your life. Just enjoy your wonderful life and help others as well as you go along. So we thank God for this marvelous day today. I want you guys to get some exercise and, like Dr. Crenshaw said, drink water, ladies and gentlemen, take care of your immune system, and just keep it moving, but research and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. Pay attention, research, and keep it moving. Amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you go. We want you to have a great day. I want to leave you with a beautiful song by C.C. Winans, Believe For It. I want you to believe for it today, and that's the word of the Lord. Believe God will do it, as Bishop has already prayed. Believe God will do it, as Dr. Crenshaw has shared with us today. Believe God, he will do it for you. Have a great day. God loves you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, and you have a powerful and productive day in Jesus. Nothing you can't do in Jesus. Amen. Have a great day, everybody. Take care now. God bless. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless now. Bye-bye.